If you can't afford to financially support the audio project on Patreon, I completely understand. Please enjoy all of the stories that are here on the site for free. And if you're able to, share your favourites, comment, and let the guest writers and readers know that you love their work. If you would like to support, patreon.com/girlonthenet. You'd be surprised how much you get for very little money. This is Please, Can I Wank About You? Written and recorded by Robin of Robin Eats Everything. Please, can I wank about you? Over you? To you? Thinking of you and us together and you alone. Remembering all the dirty, delicious things you've done to me. And imagining all the sex that's to come. Looking at all the photos and videos and messages you've sent to me, knowing full well what they'd make me do. Please, can I wank watching that video of you fucking your fleshlight as if it were me? I'll lie back on the bed as though we were lying down together and slide my best vibrator into me. I'll start off on the low setting, rumbling inside my cunt, as I watch your dick disappear into the opening. As you pull back and show how wet your length has become with lube, I'll turn the rabbit ears on and let them buzz against my grateful clit. I'll match my pace to yours, turning the speed of the vibration up and up as you thrust faster and faster. Watching you grip the toy will make me wish you were gripping your dick as you slide it into me. I'm sure I'll be on the highest setting by the time you tense, shout, and blast your hot cum into it. But I won't climax just then. Oh no, I'll climax when you slowly slip your dick out and I see that drip of cum clinging onto your shimmering end and you reach down to smugly, indulgently rub it in for the camera. That's when I'll tense, shout, and clench the vibrator as I drown it. Please, can I wank thinking about the time I was on top, riding your dick like a particularly depraved, greedy cowgirl? I'll use the dildo you gave me for my birthday, the one that shares your girth, and I'll sit down on it. Just as I did back then, I'll push my fingers around my swollen clit and rub it in time to my grinds. I'll remember your fingernails digging into my arse as you helped it bounce up and down on you. I'll remember the expression on your face and the way you met my eyes with such intensity it felt as though you hated and adored me in the same blink. I'll remember the sound of my wet cunt as it slapped down onto your skin. I'll remember how I came, how my eyes glazed over as I bucked upon you, my fingers pushing my clit around, the heat roaring through my body, how I shouted, "Fuck, fuck, fuck," so loudly my ears rang. And then I'll come in the exact same way. Please, can I wank remembering our second date? When we made out in the back of my car so hard, all the windows steamed up. I'll use my fingertips to touch my clit exactly as I wished you'd had that night. I'll imagine you breaking away from my lips to lick your fingertips before pushing them under my underwear. I will press onto my pearl with your fictional fingers before sweeping over it and between my wet lips and back, circling around and around before doing it all again. I'll imagine you doing it all as you were kissing my breast and telling me how good I felt. It'll be slow and deliberate, and I'll take my time, my groans whispering out between my lips as they did that night, as you softly sucked my neck. As my orgasm grows, I'll imagine your face within kissing distance of mine, and I'll say out loud that I'm coming. And I'll think of all the ways you might have responded, encouraging me to come for you, sliding your tongue into my mouth, captivating my nipple with your lips, telling me how fucking good I look, climaxing beneath you. Then I'll release, as if you're right there with me. Please, can I wank imagining your tongue hungrily lapping at my clit as we're in a 69? I'll strap my grinder to a pillow and hump it as if it's your face. I'll even lean forward as if your cock was quivering in front of me, its head glistening with pre-cum, inviting me to taste it. I'll even grab a dildo and mimic it, sliding my mouth down and twisting my hand around the silicon, thinking of your swollen veins and coarse pubic hair tickling my face. I'll even film it for you, my phone balanced on the bedside table to capture the whole scene. From when I first mount the pillow to when I slump down onto it. I'll even send it to you straight afterwards, while my cum is still drying on the grinder, and I'm still catching my breath, and the last moans are still making their way out of my mouth. I'll even tell you how just thinking about you watching it, you stiffening, watching me humping and sucking, you reaching for your cock to rub it, you releasing yourself from your underwear and then spitting onto your hand, made me come even more than the toy just did. Please, can I wank listening to the voice note you sent me of you wanking? I'll use the toy that sucks on my clit, just like you do. I'll close my eyes and turn the sound up so that my only senses are your moans and my pulsating sex. I'll listen to the way your voice quivers as you tell me what you're doing and how hard you are and how much you wish I was there with you right then, and I'll push the cleft onto me even harder. I'll listen to the sound of your lubed hand pumping up and down your dick and rock my lubed bud against the toy even faster. I'll listen to the way you're whimpering and pleading for me, and I'll groan even louder. And I'll listen to you climaxing and think of the cum that is gushing out of your cock at that very moment, and splashing onto your stomach and coating your hand, and you squirming and shuddering and fucking your palm, and surrender myself. Please, can I wank about you? I know I don't have to ask your permission, But isn't it so much hotter when I do? If you liked that, you can find more of my work at Robin Eats Everything. That's robyneatseverything.com. And more sexy stories read aloud at girlonthenet.com/audioporn.